We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though. Podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we try a new theme, style, and or topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is Kevin Reeder. He's a fantastic performer here in Chicago, super funny guy. His idea was a podcast called Get Lit, and it's basically a book club. We would read a book and then talk about it while drinking. The switch that we decided on this one was that we were going to review children's books, and what we did was two Berenstain Bears books, and it was a lot of fun to go back and read some of these books that I remember as a child and decipher them as an adult. We had a lot of fun doing it, and I hope that you guys enjoy listening to it. This is Get Lit.
Here we go. Clink. Down the hatch.
Bigger.
Hey, this doesn't it's not as bad as I remember it being. Is that weird that it's not so bad?
It's really bad, you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Get Lit. Kevin and Bacon hanging out with you. Just took a big old dirty shot of Malort.
Oh god, and I just realized that it's Kevin and Bacon.
It is, yeah. We're totally Kevin Bacon today.
This is horrible. I just took a shot of Malort, and then I went to like, I need a beer to wash this down, but I'm drinking this hard stuff.
Yep. We got some Buffalo Trace bourbon to wash down this Jepson's Malort.
Oh my god.
I can't imagine they mix very well.
Oh my god, that's bad. Don't do it.
Is that your first shot of Malort?
No. I actually do a lot of shots of Malort.
Oh.
There is, for those of you who don't live in the Chicagoland area, Malort is a horrible, horrible drink. That I think people just drink ironically to hate themselves.
I think that's what it... Hey, I'm like in love with how these paired together right now. Is that
weird?
Are
you serious?
This was the least affronting shot of Malort I've ever had.
Oh.
And then to chase it down with this Buffalo Trace. Maybe the Buffalo Trace just tastes so much better that I'm not like upset about
it. I'm going to take a break and get a beer. Hold
okay.
On.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can keep
sure.
talking.
That's
about,
fine.
Tell them more. Tell
yeah,
them
we'll talk a little bit about it. So this month at Get Lit, it's Children's Book Month. So what we do every time is we sit down, we drink a little bit and talk about some books. Today we're dedicating this episode to some children's literature. Today we're actually going to be discussing the great works of Stan and Jan Berenstain.
Yeah, I think everyone remembers these from... I know I remember them from when I was little. There was like 50 books.
Oh, at least.
And I remember one of the things was you read on the back of them and then have like all the other books.
Yeah.
And then whenever you're over at somebody's house, you'd be like, I have this one.
Right.
And then I didn't have very many. My cousins had like almost all of them.
Oh, really? It reminds me a lot of when I would have an action figure. Like I had a lot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a kid.
Yeah.
And you would look at the back and like, oh, look at all the other action figures I can get.
Oh,
sort of had
God.
That same feeling of marketing on the backs of these books.
Yeah, and it didn't, you're so young and stupid, it didn't feel like marketing.
No, but it is.
It is 100% marketing, and it's like, oh, that feels really, like, whatever.
Right.
So this evokes a lot.
Totally.
I haven't read any of them, obviously,
right.
since.
Sure, yeah, it's been a solid decade,
at
least.
Yeah, and when we picked these, I was really excited that these are the ones that we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, let's dive right into it.
Sure.
The first one, I picked this one because this is the one that I just remember the cover of, and it's called Forget Their Manners.
Yeah. A little bit of more fun background information about the Berenstain Bears. They've sold over 260 million copies of their, you know, reading catalog here. They've also released a television show based on their stories,
yep.
as well as a multi-platform video game,
mm-hmm.
I believe, an old... maybe from the mid-90s. So I'm going to, let's dive right into forget the Berenstain Bears, forget their manners. Yeah. What I love about this, and this is something that I was completely unaware of as a child or did not remember, is that at the beginning of each story, there is a small couplet. Hilarious.
I just spelt. Hold on.
That's great.
Oh, no.
No, that's all right.
Okay, I just spilt Malort all over myself, but I took care of it. All right, so
everything's great.
What did you like about this?
Oh, right. Back to forget their manners. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of each story, and the open page here for the Berenstain Bears, there's a couplet that sort of maps out the entire story. So I'll just read this couplet to the audience really quickly because it's nice and short. So, please and thank you help quite a lot to make a polite bear out of one who is not.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, all right, got it. Yep. Story learned.
Yep.
And
here's the story in a small little snippet.
Yeah, and it is kind of done in a way of like that's something that you would see a knit thing hanging up in an old lady's like bathroom.
It's like a pillow you would find on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But I like it. I like it. And I like cute. And the artwork on this one's like, I like the artwork. I always remember their mouths the most. They have like these weird rounded mouths.
Yeah, yeah, with like these little weird V's or W's or M's all the time. And they have, what I love about the Berenstain Bears artwork is actually the fingers on all of the bears. They have like these weird little nail claw things.
Yeah, they still kept the claws about them.
Yeah.
Their teeth. As we can see, very human-like, very
human
flat. But when we get to the claws, I want those claws in there.
Yeah, totally.
So basically, we enter the Berenstain family house, and we get into that. Apparently, everyone has forgotten their manners.
That's the premise to the story.
Right away, this like first illustration. There's so they forgot their manners, and they're explaining like, people forget to say please and thank you, and a sister bear just takes a teddy bear, they have teddy bears, out of brother bear's
that's
hands.
<weird. laughs>
And she has like a real like resting bitch face. Can I say that?
Yeah, I think you can. That's appropriate. That's very appropriate for this.
And a big sucker, like a large sucker.
Just like a fuck you sucker. Like, I screw you. I am down on this. You know, can you imagine if we had human dolls? We do. We carry babies around. That's
weird.
Yeah,
but nobody does. That's kind of creepy.
It doesn't seem the same.
Also, it's the equivalent of him holding a baby doll and then her being like, that's mine.
That's mine now.
In our society, we'd be like, yeah, that's appropriate. She should have that.
Yeah,
now
totally.
You should be, here's your murder toy. So then we see in the next couple of things, he shoves her.
Oh, man.
The giant sucker comes out of his mouth. And also, this illustration of him is amazing. What did I write down? I wrote down no fucks given face.
That's good.
He has the biggest I don't give a fuck face as he pushes her.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
And basically the same thing happens. They reach across the table, they don't ask things. Right. Like it's just setting up this big thing of like they suck. There's name calling.
Right.
There's silly head, fuzz brain, and noodle puss. That's my favorite.
Oh man, noodle puss.
Noodle puss.
Noodle puss. That's a reference to a female body part.
It could be. I guess. Yeah.
What? Tell me what a noodle puss is.
Oh man. Well, gross.
Right.
Fuzz brain. Like that
fuzz
makes
brain,
sense.
That's fine.
That's just like I'm on some meth. I'm a little fuzz brain right now.
Yeah.
Silly. It starts out silly head.
Silly head. Yep.
These are the names that brother bear and sister bear are calling each other. By the way, I don't know if we are saying this. And one is noodle puss.
Next page.
We go through basically, and it keeps going, and it gets worse.
The family devolves into hating each other.
Yeah.
Incessantly. Just anything you can fight about, they do.
Yeah. But then Mama Bear comes along. I mean, she tries to fix things.
Right.
But she doesn't. But then she comes up with this great idea of writing the Bear Family Politeness Plan.
Yeah.
And she writes on this politeness plan, and she sits everyone down and goes through it. And one of the things on the... the thing is, you do something impolite, then you have to do a chore.
So this is like the swear jar in our terms, maybe.
In Bear World.
Bear
this
World.
Is their swear
jar. This is their swear jar. So anytime you do something rude, you have to, let's give an example here. So if you play with your food, during dinner, you need to wash the dishes afterwards.
Okay. I think that one's fair.
Yeah.
There's one on here which I don't find fair.
Uh-oh.
Rude noises is on this list. If you make a rude noise, what would you think a rude noise is?
No. That's a rude noise. Is that a rude noise?
How many of that, when you were little, you did that a lot?
No, I don't like it. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I thought that meant farts. I thought that was like a rude noise, like a fart or a burp.
I could, yeah, all right.
Guess what? Okay, what do you think is inappropriate if you fart or burp? Like, what do you think is inappropriate? You're training your kid not to do that. What do you think is inappropriate?
Hey, buddy.
Punishment.
You know, say excuse me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you should be punished for a bodily function.
No. I think a burp you can control, yeah. I feel like.
A little bit, yeah.
You can silence it. Right. But if you're trying to teach your kid who's like, grr, all the time, and you're like, hey, buddy, settle it down.
Right.
Oh, we're going to do this. The punishment is clean the yard.
Oh my gosh, that is drastic.
Oh my
god, hours of work for 1/4 second of a slip up.
Here's another thing, banging on the door.
Yeah,
you have to clean the attic.
Oh man, that's a weekend long activity.
To be fair, who's banging on the door?
Why are you banging on the door?
They live out in the country. And it doesn't make any sense. But like. The punishments don't fit the crime, I think. I think Mama Bear is kind of a dictator in this book so far.
She is.
And at first, you know, of course, because Papa Bear is the idiot, he messes up one of the rules right away while agreeing with her, and he has to go through with it. But he's on board. The only two people who aren't on board are Brother and Sister Bear.
Those naughty Brother Bear and Sister Bear.
And this is their dumb plan to try and get out of it. They're like, hey, we don't want to have to do these chores by dictator Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just do it so hard that she'll get so annoyed at how polite we are.
Kill him with kindness.
Yeah, that's this genius's idea, right? And and Sister Bear is an evil looking bear right now.
Yeah, yeah. She's way too into it.
Yeah.
And her little pink jumper.
In the process of being ultra polite to each other, they realize that it's actually like a much nicer way to live your life.
Yeah.
Is to be nice to others.
They do. They trick to themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And guess who's the only person who's having a hard time with this, this new rule book?
No. Who?
Oh. Papa Bear.
Papa Bear. Of course, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Papa Bear. Papa
Bear.
I might be a simple southern Papa Bear, but...
Who's always wearing a hat outside. He has a very funny bucket hat. Doesn't keep the sun out.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of hair up in there.
Also, we haven't done... Mama Bear's in a nightgown all the time.
It's a moo-moo. It's a moo-moo, man. Yeah, polka dot blue moo-moo. Never takes it off. The clothes never change book to book.
It's true.
They don't.
Well, they shouldn't. They're a cartoon.
That's true.
So he's having a hard time. There's a lot of illustrations of him, like... beating out rugs, emptying out garbage, sweeping
the stairs,
all that stuff. So, and he's talking. No, he makes a great point. His point is that like manners are important, but there's a time where, like, this is I think what I like about the books is that he makes this point of like, yes, being super polite is awesome, but life isn't black and white.
Right.
He makes his point when they go to the supermarket. And at the supermarket, he's like, hey, it's okay to interrupt somebody because, like, this one person's stuff is leaking out of their grocery cart and they're talking and they're not noticing.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to interrupt you. Excuse me. This is broken. See, now that's okay. Not everything's black and white. There's times.
Right.
And as he's making this point on the way home... On the way home, he's making this point, and he's driving his car. A great convertible, by the way.
They all have. Very nice convertible.
Yeah.
For the modest living that these bears have.
I don't know.
What do they do for a living? We don't even know.
Never see them go to work.
I don't either.
It's like The Simpsons after season 8. They just never go to work, and apparently everything's fine.
Yeah.
He's illustrating his point, not paying attention, being a smug jerk, and he hits the car in front of him. It shows that the guy that he hit remembered his manners, too, for some reason, and said, hey, the reason why I stopped and the reason why you hit me is because there was a family of ducks crossing the road.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, well, yeah, of course, a bent bumper is totally worth a duck's life. Would you say that? I wouldn't.
No, I'd be pissed.
If you're driving down the road and you just... I think it's more dangerous to swerve or stop.
Okay. Can be.
Than to just keep going straight.
It is.
And yeah. I will obey that rule up into a dog or a cat.
Mm. I would probably try to hit the brakes.
For the dog and the cat?
For anything.
For anything?
Yeah.
I'm just scared that if I, like, swerve or hit the brakes, right. I'd cause an accident and lose a human life.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
It depends. I mean, I grew up out in the middle of the country, so the animals that I would encounter on the road were, like, deer.
Okay. Well, that'll kill you if you hit those.
Yeah, in the wrong spot. Yeah. I have an interesting story about hitting a deer, actually. Mm-hmm. We were, ironically enough, we were out in a convertible, taking a nice drive, me and some buddies, in high school, and we hit a deer. The convertible top was down. We hit a deer, and we were going. And so I remember distinctly sitting in the back seat of this car after we hit a deer and watching this deer fly over the car and over my head as we, like, collided with it. It was terrifying.
You guys are lucky they're going that fast and it went over you.
Yeah, right.
Because a lot of times, like, you'll hit that deer and it'll crash through the windshield.
Right.
And deer are just muscle.
Yeah.
You get hit by one of those at that speed. Not good.
It's over.
Listeners, pay attention to this. Very important.
Yes.
A duck, on the other hand, I don't know. Yeah. Ducks are kind of jerks.
Take it out.
Most, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it too. I've said a lot of things. Birds are jerks, you guys. Not a fan of birds.
You know, I mean, we got to watch out for all of our sponsors who are paying into the show, the Bird Foundation. You know, they're really big supporters of the show. Yeah,
the Crane Foundation is also a big supporter
of the
show.
Save the birds, man.
Right. Tyson Chicken is one of our supporters.
They're okay with us talking about killing birds.
And it ends, as I was saying, said Papa, as they continued on their way, It's very important for us to remember our manners at all times. And I want to thank you, sister, for reminding me to remember mine. You're very welcome, I'm sure, said Sister Bear politely.
And they lived happily ever after. Except they didn't. Because
there's more
family problems. Heyo.
Okay, so that's Berenstain Bears Forget Their Manners.
That's pretty great. Did this elicit any great moments from your life? This is one I had never read as a child, so I can't speak to it in those terms. But when I was reading it, you know, I remember that those were some lessons that I learned as a kid. You know, trying to be polite to others. I actually, when I was a child, I really enjoyed school. So something
Brag.
That I know, right?
Also, I have to beat you up right now.
Okay.
Okay. Bacon or Kevin.
But I was so into school that I wanted to go to summer school. My brother, unfortunately, had to go to summer school.
Oh, man.
But I didn't. I was a brainy little kid. But I really wanted to still be enrolled in school. So my mom found a manners class for me to take. So it was just a big weird excuse, and like I learned how to set the table and like fold napkins. It was very peculiar.
How'd you like it?
It was nice. I still to this day, because of that, I know how to set a table.
Okay.
In a nice, proper way. All right. Well, let's. What do you say? You want to move on to the next story of our triptych?
Oh, no. Well,
Berenstain's?
What was your. What would you. Out of 10?
Oh,
10,
yeah.
What out of 10? Out of your own.
Our
actually,
classic
I'm sorry,
rating system.
You. Well, because now we're on to children's books. Let's go into, like, just whatever your rating system is, and I have my own rating system.
Oh, okay. Well, typically we do. Out of shots, how many shots will it take us to finish the book?
But this is a children's book.
This is a children's
so
book.
So this is would be inappropriate.
It's a whole new world here. I would give it this particular book, if I were a parent, 3 out of 5 library cards.
Ooh, 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 2 bears out of 5.
I'll take that.
2 bears out of 5.
Yeah.
I just found, I understand that, I thought it was a good, I think it's solid,
right.
But the problem is it was just kind of boring. But, all right, now we're moving on to No Girls Allowed, which I also picked because I remembered I read a lot.
Yeah, this is one that I had at home.
And it starts out of, we actually get like one of the few times like a time travel. We get to see the Berenstain Bears before they're at their core.
Right.
This is when Sister Bear was younger than Brother Bear.
Just a little bit younger, yeah. So we do see a big time lapse here. So at the beginning of the story, we start out and Brother Bear and his buddies are always hanging out, doing mm-hmm. their typical Brother Bear games.
You know, hitting mailboxes over.
Yep, knocking them out.
Sticking firecrackers and frogs.
Yep, yep.
Burning down the local church for insurance money.
Oh, man, yeah, these guys are rapscallions.
I'm sorry, I got church on my mind.
You do, man.
I'm sorry.
But so these are, you know, you've got the classic older brother, younger sibling syndrome here where they just don't want their little sister tagging along. She can't keep up. She can't do exactly everything everybody else can do.
And this is super relatable. Yeah. I'm an only child, and I know this is super relatable.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I really related to this story a lot as a kid, and even going through it again today, I don't want to jump too far ahead before we get through the story, but yeah, I related to it a lot, too.
Okay.
Wait for me, not so high. Oh, that slipped. All the classic excuses of Sister Bear when she can't keep up with the Brother Bear.
Yeah, that's normal.
And then the big turn in the story is suddenly Sister Bear starts to accomplish things that Brother Bear could not.
Not only Brother Bear, but all his friends.
Yeah, she starts to outshine them. She's faster. She leaps over taller buildings.
All right, hold. Yeah, exactly. But also, I want to point out two things on this one right here, on these pages here, actually. So as we're learning that Sister Bear is becoming so much better, Papa Bear is actually pretty excited about like this whole thing. Like he's getting a kick out of
it. He's into it.
But in one of the things, he's like, the illustrators decided like to draw Papa Bear like, oh, look at her go, and he's holding an axe, and it's very like menacing.
if you took this illustration out of context and retitled it, oh man, what would you title this?
I would title that, "You stay off my property," because you see the fence right there, and he's holding an axe,
smiling and looking menacingly.
Second thing I want to point out is there's three boys. There's Brother Bear, mm-hmm. and then there's two others, and they did the thing of like, oh, we're going to make the standard nerdy one with the glasses, who kind of like, he's
wearing
a
vest.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to look nice for my play date with my friends.
Right.
And then they just kind of lazied out and made another Brother Bear red shirt, blue pants, the same Brother Bear.
I had that exact same thought, and it was a thing that irked me as a kid. So it's just, give them two different color shirts.
They didn't even try.
Yeah.
Purple and yellow. I hate that, but like, just give them purple and yellow. Or like anything. It was lazy. Anyway.
Something distinctive. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Just give them, even flip the color palette. Put them in a blue shirt and red pants.
If you want to save money on ink, flip the color palette.
That's all you got to do.
You guys.
That's all you got to do.
Not even trying.
So Sister Bear starts to outshine Brother Bear in all activities. And mm-hmm. to no surprise, he's really tired of losing to his younger sister in every event.
Yeah.
So him and his buddies decide eventually, you know, hey, we're fed up with this. We are so tired of it. They disappear.
And they're not going to invite her anymore.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Exactly.
And here's the one thing I want to point out. At first, she's not like, oh, I don't see them around.
Right.
I'm instantly going to go look for them. Right. They kind of teach a little lesson here of like, they're not around. I'm going to make my own fun. For 2 days in the book, she finds her own fun. And to me, as an only child, that really hits home with me.
Because
like most of my fun was me finding my own fun.
Wow.
Which I think as an adult, I'm never bored. I never say, like, I'm so bored.
Yeah.
And I get angry at people who are like, I'm bored. You're like, well, do something. Like, there's, oh my God, there's so much to do or create.
Yeah.
I'm constantly busy. Do something.
You are an awesome living evidence of having one child of like more than, like, there's a lot of families who are like, oh, only one. Oh, who are they going to play with?
You
friends,
guys, you guys, you get you make friends. Or for me, I had a hard time making friends.
Oh,
You just learn to enjoy time by yourself and doing things. And I think that's like, I like to make a lot of things.
Yeah,
I feel like
you are a creator, totally. Yeah.
And I feel like as this podcast you and I have created,
been going 3 years strong.
3 years.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a really good lesson of being like, oh, they're not here right away, I'm going to find my own fun.
Yeah.
But then after a while, it's not like, oh, I can't think of anything. It's like, oh, I'm just inquisitive.
Yeah, it wasn't out of loneliness or boredom. It's like,
it's out of watching too much True Detective. And she goes,
it's like, something's different. So she looks around for him. Yeah.
And guess what? Guess where she finds them? Right here.
All up in the swamp.
Yeah, they're in a swamp on an island. Yeah,
they found
building
an island.
The best.
Dude, yeah.
The best clubhouse. I don't know how these children made. Look at that clubhouse.
Impeccable.
They make a beautiful clubhouse.
Impeccable construction for young, what I assume are 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
And it looks like they have like a composting bucket or something out back too.
Oh, that's for collecting rainwater, it looks like. And then using that for their showers and their toilet.
Right, really?
A doy,
they're,
Kevin.
They're ready to live off the grid, I think is what it is.
It looks awesome. And they painted things, apparently.
Yeah. Are these little boy bears preppers? What do you think? Are they a part of the prepper movement?
Possibly.
Possibly, yeah. Right. Cool. So she gets pissed. No, to no surprise. Little sister bear, she's not included. The big sign, you know, from the cover, no girls.
Oh,
no girls allowed.
And they put up the
gate, up the drawbridge.
The drawbridge, which looks awesome.
It does. Yeah, it does.
So she runs home crying.
Yeah. Fairly. Mm-hmm. She runs home. Papa Bear's like, no, I'm pissed. You cannot not include your little sister. You know, no girls allowed. That's some bullshit. And I agree with that. Great point, Papa Bear.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. And so he gets mad and he storms back with little sister Bear to the clubhouse. Or not to the clubhouse, but he says, you know what? Or Mama Bear intervenes. And then they come up with a plan that's like, you know what? You can build your own clubhouse, but don't be non-inclusive. Let's have a little party,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They start, her and all her friends, they build this a better clubhouse.
Also, I really like, it feels like this is really adult thinking.
Yeah.
It's a very, I think it teaches you, like when you're little, the instant thing is like, hey, no, you go let me in their clubhouse. And sure, as a parent, you can be like, go let me in this clubhouse.
Right.
But then it'll be reluctant, and it doesn't solve it emotionally.
Right.
And for them to be like, for Father Bear to be like, you know what? Let's make you a clubhouse.
Yeah.
And as a kid, you're like, yeah, oh my God, I would love my own clubhouse.
Yeah.
So go ahead, sorry.
So they build it. They built it. It's baller. They've got.
Can we make a comment on it though?
Sure.
We comment on it
with Papa Bear's help?
Yeah. With adult help. Okay, with proper tools?
Yeah.
Would you say that Sister Bear's clubhouse is even as close to as cool as Brother Bear's?
There's things that I like more about it, but the construction looks a little bit shoddier.
It looks way worse.
I like that it's in a tree. I like that there's a telescope. The construction is a little bit shoddier.
It's one story.
Yeah.
There are no windows. It's just doors.
Yeah.
No measurement. At one point, I could see a broken board that he put up into that tree.
There's no rain bucket for collecting either.
No, they cannot They're 100% on the grid.
There's no composting plan. there's no recycling budget.
There's not a windmill to collect electricity. Like, if you gotta poop, you gotta poop out of a tree.
This is a clubhouse. This is not prepper.
No, and I'm gonna go ahead and say that I'm sorry, but Brother Bear's is way better.
You're right. Take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Papa Bear throws a party for Sister Bear and all her friends. Cooks up some baller salmon and honeycomb, and I mean,
oh,
I want
God.
Some of that right now.
I want. Do you think that grilled honeycomb? It's called, dude.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to try it.
I don't think you could eat honeycomb unless you're talking about the cereal.
I think you could.
You could?
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. Well,
it depends on where a part of the process the honeycomb's at, but yeah.
Okay, but I'm not a huge fan.
I'm also not a bear.
Okay, yeah, well, also, yeah, they could eat the whole thing. I mean, Winnie the Pooh can come over there and show them the ins and outs of everything. But, like, a grilled salmon with some grilled honeycomb?
Mm.
Excuse me, Food Network.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners know an episode in which they show this, I would love to see that.
Yep, I'm on board.
That's a nice summer meal right there.
So the scent of the salmon and honeycomb reaches all the way back to little brother Bear and his cronies. They like Do you remember the classic Looney Tunes cartoon with the wolf just like following whatever it is? Just like they're in a trance. That's they're entranced by the scent.
Hold
of
on,
food.
Time out though. Time yeah, out though. Okay. Time out. Sorry. Everything you're saying is great, but I just realized in these illustrations, the outfits have completely changed.
Oh, they have.
And one of them is wearing purple and yellow.
They are.
Exactly like I said.
It's what you wanted,
it
man.
Is. But here's the problem. Yeah. And it goes from one frame, it's them following that trance, that smell, like a typical cartoon, like a Looney Tunes thing. Yep. In the next frame, completely different clothes. The laziest thing.
Everybody's wearing something different. I'll give them credit. They let Brother Bear have the consistency.
One's wearing purple and yellow and green and orange.
I mean,
and the others completely, they didn't. How do you not have a storyboard?
This book was made in 1986, but whoever the art editor or editor or colorist on this book needs to be fired.
Yeah, they need to do.
Let's go back in time.
Don't say, like, 1986 is not an excuse. Like, I'm not watching a movie from 1986 and like they're switching clothes constantly.
Like, fair.
In the 80s, everyone. I'm not watching Breakfast Club and then everyone just happens to switch halfway through Detention. Sorry.
That would have been a fun little thing to see. Though.
Continue on with the story.
Really, we're at the end of the story. At the end, the lesson is learned. Be nice to everybody. Everybody's welcome everywhere. Let's let everybody party with everybody. Genderless, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
And so they have like Brother Bear comes and she's like, come on in. Yeah. And then they all have a fun time eating. And then they're like, hey, you know what? We should have dessert back at our place. Which is what I say to ladies all the time. And they bring all the ladies back to the thing, and they all have a great fun time.
Dinner was nice. Dessert. Yeah.
Dessert.
Dessert somewhere else.
And I think that was a good... I thought it was a really good... Okay, yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
No, you're right,
we
man.
Talked so much during this one.
Yeah, we did. I had a couple of moments that from my own life that were elicited from this. I was a younger brother. I have an older brother, and I kind of went through that same process where my older brother was a little bit geekier and into some different things than I was, and I would always usurp the friendship pool that he had. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can look back and be like, oh, I was a 7-year-old kid, it doesn't matter, but I was better at sports, and and so I sort of overtook all of those, you know, things that my brother was good at and would kind of steal his friends. I totally understand. It's weird to be able to identify in such a small moment in a children's book of like remembering back in my own life. Oh yeah, I've experienced those things too. I can commiserate with Brother Bear of being frustrated with, great lesson to all you parents out there with kids, you know, who are going through this stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say, like, even though I didn't have any siblings, I totally understand this.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen. I love how they kind of worked away in a, I don't know if they did it on purpose, but an only child kind of thing into there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like even if you aren't that, it's not about Brother and Sister Bear, like, because they have friends over too. Yeah. So, like, I feel like that's kind of something that all kids kind of go through. I really like this one. Yeah. I gave it, I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it 9 grilled honeycombs out of 10. I'm going to give it.
Solid. I will give it 6 out of 7 grilled salmons.
Ooh, 6 out of 7.
So I think you gave it, technically on our scales, maybe a better score than I did, but maybe.
I thought I liked yours better. Okay. Right,
hey. How drunk are you?
I'm pretty drunk.
Yeah,
why?
Me too. Okay, why? No, that's it. That's it. Just a quick check-in.
Oh, we're all... I mean, this is... What's
this
the
is
name
get,
of the podcast?
This is Get Lit.
This is Get Lit, and I'm lit. So, mission accomplished.
Get Lit. Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Okay.
Podcast.
Focus up.
Hey, you guys, by the way, anyone who's listening, we're going to go ahead and start a Kickstarter campaign to help get us new livers, because if you want this... to keep going, our livers are done.
We're toasted.
Also, heads up to our sponsors, Malort.
Malort.
and wild bison.
Wild buffalo dress.
I said it right the first time. Anyway, so now we come to the end of it. Of this.
Yeah.
How did you feel about us diving back into the Berenstain Bears?
I liked it a lot, you know. It was really a trip down memory lane for me in a lot of ways, and that's something I really appreciate. Yeah.
I really enjoyed the illustration. I think that the old stories really meant well.
Yeah.
I still think that they hold up.
They do. They held up well.
I think that if it comes to a point where I have a child and we buy books... You know, maybe I'll buy some Berenstain Bears books.
I will choose with purpose, though. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend 100% Berenstain Bears books, but
no,
a good 50% spot on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for listening and tuning in. We've been Kevin Bacon. This is Get Lit.
Yeah.
And we are lit.
Lit. That's this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, or you could check us out at trythispodcast.com. If you want to get a hold of us, our email address is trythispodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you liked it, please go on iTunes, rate and review us. That helps us out. Make sure to come back next week when we'll have another episode that feels like it's plucked right from another podcast. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this, now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it.
You're drunk.
Try This Podcast is not endorsed by the Berenstain Bears, Stan and Jan Berenstain, or First Time Books, and is intended for information and entertainment purposes only. Ludacris' song Get Lit is a copyright of Def Jam Recordings or their respective trademark or copyright holders.